Hello, and thank you for joining us at the Digital Dinner Table for the Virtual Leftovers Podcast. I'm Kate Arsenal.
Dad Trevjace.
Ugster.
Sick man.
Yeah, Mattman's feeling a little under the weather tonight. So
sick man's filling in for Mattman today.
Yeah.
Sounds like Mattman, but you know.
So,
and he's extra crotchety because these fuckers made me just feel 1,000 years old.
Yeah, well.
Because they're assholes.
Because you are, but.
Because we didn't get
one. That's beside the point.
So, to begin the podcast, we've got a quick little thing. It's not a lot of news.
You know, butter crotchety, but.
But Todd McFarlane teasing big Spawn movie announcement coming very soon.
Yeah, fuck Spawn.
Whoa!
Fuck Spawn in his
ass. Whoa! Whoa! I get that you're upset. You feel old, and I apologize for that. But don't go hating on Spawn.
He's also
Spawn
sad.
Spawn had nothing to do with this.
He did already say that he's feeling crotchety, so.
So, we did deserve. Oh, he's done that.
I think the theme of this podcast is Mattman's going to be a dick.
McFarlane was quoted saying,
dick
I'm trying
man
to add.
Strikes back.
I'm trying to add one more piece to the puzzle, then I think that will tumble the rest of them. So, I just need this one piece. I was supposed to have a meeting yesterday, but that didn't happen, so that got pushed to a few weeks. But if that goes well, there will be an announcement soon. Hopefully we can start production this year, because if we don't, I probably won't make it. Aww. The window's open right now, and if I can't pull it off this year, it's only going to get harder. Right? I'm confident enough that it's going to work. But give me a month, and I'll get back to you. It's not clear if McFarlane would step down from directing the film, or if the project will be canceled, if production more delayed beyond 2020. The film is currently in pre-production with Jamie Foxx, attached to the title role. So
a big announcement telling us not a fucking thing.
Hope there's gonna be an announcement.
So we know nothing more than we did before we read the article.
Just a big old maybe.
Basically.
So,
but we know that they're.
Thank you, Newsarama. You guys are full of bullshit.
But we know that McFarlane was quoted saying that there will be a big announcement. Maybe.
If that they're canceling?
The deal works.
There will be.
Maybe.
Either we're going to get really, really great news and there's some big thing happening, or we're going to get really, really bad news and find out that it's been canceled.
They can have
and
one
we'll
of the most...
Never
no one's really going
movie
to
movie
get
ever
a fuck.
We could be having one of the most hush-hush Todd McFarlane movies ever where he's going to be like, well, it's going to be dropping soon.
Or now,
you're just like, we're not making it.
How many years has he been promising, you know, big Spawn movie, we're going to redo the Spawn, just, you know, redo the movie, ignore the first one, reboot it all the way, blah, 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 blah. Spawn's going to kick ass this year, and that was like how many years ago?
I mean, to
I
be
don't
fair.
Know. They might do something during the Mortal Kombat release of Spawn.
But
March 8th.
Moving on from Spawn
to see that happening.
You know, Marvel, our usual topic.
In what?
If it looks.
Weeks, if that.
Yes. Sony could be quietly reviving Sam Raimi's Spider-Man universe.
Oh,
no.
Jesus fucking
but,
Christ.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But there's only one reason why I wanted to bring up this article.
It's because they're considering having him.
No, he is.
Write and or direct. Or
yeah,
whatever,
he's.
The next,
he is directing.
The Doctor Strange?
Spider-Man.
Was it the next Spider-Man? I thought it was the next.
He's directing the Doctor Strange too.
Oh, Dr. Strange, that's the one. Not Spider-Man.
That's why they're saying
they're letting Sam Raimi
kind of
have no.
But no, this there's
no.
No, there, what? Hold on. Sam Raimi was a fucking great director.
Shit.
Really? What? What?
He did do all the early budget horror movies.
All of them. He did Evil Dead.
Okay.
He did Evil Dead.
Characters he was doing a movie on.
No, that wasn't his fault. He demanded that he not do Venom.
He didn't
Venom.
Want Venom.
Because he didn't know enough and he wasn't going to be able to do the research.
He hadn't done the research.
Sony was the ones that insisted.
They forced him to put that character in there and they forced him to do it their way.
They could have brought him comics.
They could have. But they didn't.
Okay. It's Sony. They think they know what they're doing.
Sony's like,
so if you want to send hate towards someone for that Venom, send it to Sony.
Tell Marvel they had to deal with Marvel to put Spider-Man in the MCU
and,
before they finally got a decent hit with a Spider-Man movie.
And then forgive Sony because they redeemed Venom. But there's some small-ish evidence towards it. Not great evidence, not good evidence. But the Spider-Man that we see in the background of the Morbius trailer is the Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
Yeah.
And then somewhere else, there's a article, Where is Spider-Man? By the Daily Bugle. Not the dailybugle.net. Which is what everyone's freaking out. Which is why this whole thing's spilled out. Because it's the exact same logo from the original 2002 film. Which, I get, is an Easter egg. That's the only reason I wanted to bring it up, was to talk about the Easter eggs.
If only this was a video podcast, you could see my head fucking explode.
It did explode. There's blood everywhere.
Fucking fans are stupid.
Yeah, Uxter just had to put it back together.
There's a lot of tape and staples on his face right now.
Yeah.
Fans are fucking stupid.
But yeah, no, I don't want to talk too much about this because it's dumb, but I did want to talk about the Easter eggs.
It's fucking stupid. Sony's stupid.
It's just
speaking of more Sony.
Apparently, I didn't see the article or hear the podcast about it yet, but apparently they're being reshoots done for Morbius.
Really?
What? Yeah. It was in...
We'll have to look into that.
Daily briefing podcast that I haven't just listened to yet.
But outside of that, going on to a different Spider-Woman movie reportedly in development at Sony with director and star attached.
Oh.
Just well, it depends on what Spider-Woman I would be interested
in. Jessica
Drew. With it.
Okay, I would be interested.
It seems Sony is really bringing Spider-Woman.
You know, she's the original Spider-Woman.
Right.
She's the Spider-Woman I grew up with.
The studio is eyeing Michelle McLaren to direct it.
All that many years ago.
Yeah. McLaren is known for working on hit shows like Game of Thrones, Better Call Saul, and Breaking Bad. Not sure if that makes her a good fit for a Spider-Woman, but okay. Seems that the same source are also saying that Sony has the lead actors in mind to play the part. Art of Jessica Drew, and that would be Tomb Raider's Alicia Vikander.
I mean,
I think that's who played Laura Crap.
Yeah,
the new one.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be.
I don't know. I haven't seen one since the second Angelina Jolie movie. Because I don't even think I saw the one that was between that one and
what?
The newest one.
Is the,
I'm assuming
the only Tomb Raider
since the newest one.
She's been
or,
in.
Or
I feel stupid. Wait, there's another Tomb Raider movie?
Yeah.
How many Tomb Raider movies have there been? Three or four?
I have no idea.
Too many?
There's only been one in the new one, I think. For Angelina Jolie's, I think there might have been three?
Well, I know Angelina did two.
Okay, then there's just been three, as far as I know. Anyways, according to early ideas for the project, the film will have Drew becoming ill after months of exposure to uranium, which she was around because of her father's scientific experiments. The saber he is forced to use in experimental medicine, which is based on the biology of an irradiated spider. For the process to work, she had to be sealed away in a genetic accelerator to amplify the serum's effects. Crazily enough, she doesn't wake up from the process until decades later. She hasn't aged much in that time, and their serum also gave her a unique set of powers. Though she has no memory of how she got there and why.
That's pretty cool.
Those powers will hopefully involve her patented venom blasts, though it will be interesting to see if the movie adapts one of her older abilities. The ability is her special pheromones, which can cause a number of reactions in others, including fear, attraction, and repulsion. She can also stick to walls and has supreme agility, like Peter Parker. It also remains to be seen how the movie will interact with the greater MCU. It is being described more like Venom, but it isn't being secluded from the MCU. So there's always the possibility that she could show up in the next big Marvel team-up. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping that's the case, as there are many, including me, who want to see Drew meet her best friend in the comics, Carol Danvers, a.k.a. Captain Marvel.
I'm down with that.
Okay, quick thing about the Morbius reshoots. All it really says so far is just that Jared Leto is back on the set of Morbius for some reshoots. Leto shared a photo of himself reading Morbius comics with the caption, "Research back on set." Morbius still scheduled to hit theaters July 31st.
Nice. All right. Nice. So, moving on from Marvel.
See, I'm glad.
And if anybody gives
some
a shit,
actors Rick, doing his actual
Rick
research.
Moranis is returning to acting.
I love it.
Nice.
With a sequel to the Honey, I Shrunk the Kids franchise.
Nice.
Shrunk. All
right. You want to know something? You know that movie, Honey, I Blew Up the Baby? I was in one of the cars that was passing under as it was at the Hot Rock. Or the Hard Rock.
Okay.
Hotel. I'm gonna move these bitches.
Anyways.
And if we give a shit, they're casting for Doom Patrol Season 2.
Sweet.
But again, it's DC stuff, so, you know, who gives a shit?
Which we're gonna be talking about right now.
Huh? What do you know? Somebody gives a shit.
New Batman, the animated series. in comics for producers coming to DC in April. So, yeah.
Okay.
EW has exclusively learned that the DC Comics is launching a new 6-issue miniseries called Batman: The Adventures Continue in April. Set in the world of the beloved show, the digital-first series is written by the show's producers Paul Dini and Alan Burnett, and illustrated by Ty Templeton, who worked on the show's old tie-in comics series Batman Adventures.
That's well, nice. Okay, I like the Batman: The Animated Series. Which they've got the complete set and on DVD at Walmart right now. I want the Blu-ray set.
So it's kind of dope.
Fuck DVD. And I want the one that comes with the little mini pop vinyl figures. Of Batman and Joker and Harley.
Mm-hmm. Now, Batman fans are freaking out over Robert Pattinson's costume reveal. Mainly because it seems to be
Arkham
Knight and the video game and stuff. And plus, it looks good. Surprise me. I don't hate the look of it, which Ben Affleck's costume.
Yeah, but his eyes are stupid.
Absolutely.
His eyes are stupid. That's all we got.
His eyes are too big.
That's the first thing I noticed.
You know, see the whites, you know, clearly, and yeah, it's the whites, his eyes are too buggy.
Very
buggy. His eyes are too bulgy, buggy out of his head.
Yeah.
Lay off the meth, Patterson.
Woo! Okay, anyways. So,
make your eyes bug out.
From the looks of the suit.
Crackhead. Oh shit, I forgot to put my shit on silent. My bad.
From the looks of the suit, it looks like the insignia on the chest will be able to be removed and used as a weapon.
Okay.
Yeah.
And.
Definitely not. Boomerang.
It has an almost tactical look. I'd say better than the Dark Knight suit.
I fight crime all day in a rubber suit. Really locks
in. I'm gonna do that voice.
I'm not wearing hockey pads.
That's yeah.
I go commando in this suit. Makes it easier to go to the bathroom.
He sounds like he's doing like a predator, like he's hunting the predator.
I'm Batman with a cold, asshole. I'm gonna kick your ass.
Can you? It looks like you're wearing hockey pads.
Ow! Anyways.
Ow!
A couple of my faces.
But.
Dirty bitch.
Water tastes okay now, or.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah, so. The reason why we didn't have a. podcast last week was because of flooding. Forgot to mention that. Seemed like a good point, because Day Cookies was bringing up the taste of the water.
Oh, yeah, we're all fine, though.
Everything's cool, just work and, yeah.
Yeah, if only we had a social media outlet that we could have posted on to let our listeners know that we weren't recording an episode because of flooding, but damn it!
Yeah,
we do, and I'm just lazy about it, and I keep forgetting about it.
I mean,
yeah,
any of us could have done it.
Forgot to mention the...
There's four people able to post on the social media outlet, and as... Yeah, so...
We're just all horrible.
It's just like when we recorded
our last episode. You
know, I had to point it out
that they get more listens if you post it.
Whatever. You know what?
Bullshit me, buddy. I checked the fucking page before I messaged the group.
We'll continue this after a break.
We're taking a break, and we're coming back from a break. What the hell is
this? Ow, I thought it was a short break.
I thought this was just going to be a quickie.
We'll be right back. After this message. And we're back. We are currently looking at the lineup.
No fronts, just backs.
We're currently looking at the lineup of Infinity Warps comics.
Because fuck friends.
What?
It's easy to fuck
I said
backs.
Because fuck friends. We're all backs all the time.
So, what would you guys say your favorite combination is?
I'm looking at all of them now.
Right.
36, 26, 36.
Boom. Still gotta go with Ghost Panther.
Yeah, Ghost Panther. The
Ghost Panther, Panther or Little Monster.
Anything for either of you on what your favorite warping is?
Yeah.
The Time Warp.
That hot
no.
is pretty freaking good.
We'll not do the Time Warp again.
Come on. It's just a little bit to the
right. I don't care
if
it's just a step to the right or a hop to the left.
Hey, you gotta put your hands on your hips.
Let's do the Time Warp again.
Hey, I forgot right, the thrust.
Damn it, Janet.
And this is what you get for coming back to listen to us.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Let's see.
You're welcome.
Okay. Okay. You're
right. Because fuck your brains. You don't need to keep them.
So no one has any other favorites?
Yeah.
It's
kind of, you know, as far as comics went, it's like, really? No real reason to get attached. They're not going to stick around for long.
I found the name Dum Dum Fury hilarious.
Which is pretty much just Dum Dum Dugan with a bullet in his head. Mm-hmm. Or through his head. That he lived through.
Lucky little guy.
Let's see what we've got. I'm partial to Deadpool. The combination Deadpool and Deadpool. I like that little look. Fucking adorable.
So floating green ball of snot, he's a floating red ball of snot.
Who wears a mask? He covers his snot.
Whatever.
He doesn't want to use his snot. He's being thoughtful. Dormammu Red. Yeah. He basically looks like the Red Skull from the movie.
I mean, yeah, essentially. Yeah, he definitely looks a lot like the Red Skull from the movie.
Only his head's on fire.
I'm sure
if that Red Skull wanted, he could probably have a fiery skull.
But there's definitely a clear similarity there. I don't know. It looks nice.
I'm pretty sure he probably doesn't even have to have that form. He probably chooses to have that form.
Possibly. Let's see. I also like the Terrific 2, the Mr. Fantastic and Invisible Woman as Mr. Invisible, and Human Torch and Thing as Hot Rocks.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty nice. Soldier Supreme, Doctor Strange, Captain America, and Winter Soldier, Wong and Bucky Barnes.
Literally, he's some snow. It's hilarious.
And I want to say Winter Soldier, you know, the Huang and Bucky Winter Soldier, I want to say they're actually a ghost.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so I did remember that right.
The snow ghost.
Has not kicked in all the way yet.
Yeah.
Okay, Iron Heart, huh?
Yeah. Panther Heart, Riri Williams, and
Shuri.
Shuri, but I guess not. Oh, well. See. But yeah, Winter Soldier, Wong, and Bucky Barnes is a ghost type.
Nobody really saw that coming.
Michael Morpheus, which is Morbius and Morpheus.
Ridiculous looking character, if you ask me.
Moon Squirrel, who is Moon Girl and Squirrel Girl. And.
I don't know, I do like the name Speed Weasel.
Bavel? Alright. Yeah.
And Tippysaurus. Tippy Toe and Dumbledore. Dinosaur.
Fire Dumbledore.
No. Where? Speed Weasel.
Speed Weasel.
Speed Weasel looks like.
Oh.
Oh.
I like it.
Yeah, that's...
Oh, jeez, he's got a clock.
Gabrielle Kinney is the sister, younger sister, daughter, clone, whatever, of
nice.
X-23, Laura Kinney.
Is that Hell Cow behind her?
Yep.
No, it's a combo, isn't it? It's
Babel, Bobble.
Babel, Bova, and Hellcow. So
interesting.
Yes, they have a character named Hellcow.
Oh, I know. We already know. We did a whole look up of Hellcow. So
yeah, nope. That's yeah.
That's the only one.
That's all I got
okay.
for that.
Okay.
There's also
moving on.
Green Widow, which I'm not such a fan of.
Stain Odinson. Stain and Loki.
Tippisaurus?
No.
Michael Morpheus. Yeah, he said that.
Yeah, while you were in the room, Dad. Cookies.
I had a screaming baby. My
Stain
bad.
Stain Odinson.
Oh,
that's...
Oh.
Yeah, Obadiah Stane.
No, by himself, I knew it was Obadiah Stane, but...
Because he wasn't merged with Loki. He was given, I guess, Loki's role, but he wasn't Loki.
Lex Luthor.
Basically.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I'm getting off of that vibe, is just... So the completely bald dude is plotting against the hero.
Weird.
Jane Watson, Mary Never Jane Watson, and Marlene.
I have no idea.
Are they sure it's not supposed to be Odin in Obadiah Stane? Or was there another?
Because there's Howard Stark, and Odin.
Which is just
Well then.
I don't like Howard's mustache. On this.
Oh. I mean, it's not that bad, but
it's like definitely a dad stash.
It's definitely a dad stash.
Well, he is a dad.
Yeah.
Both of them.
More of a father than Odin or Howard was.
So what
he's got the stash for. Bullseye.
Bonsai. Oh.
Yeah.
We should have called him Bonsai. His symbol could have been a little tree.
Alright, so. Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't really go much further than that. Just kind of a slight wardrobe change to.
Yeah.
Okay. Janice Jones, which is Janice Lincoln and Jessica Jones. Arachnite, Spider-Man, Moon Knight, Weapon Hex, Scarlet Witch, and X-23, Little Monster, Ant-Man, and Hulk, which is just a
miniature Hulk.
Yeah.
Very angry, tiny Hulk.
Toy-sized like, Hulk.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, like, if you remember having
his
the
action
old toy
figure
from,
Hulk.
Yeah.
It's like Toy Story, but with Hulk.
Yeah.
Some of these combinations I absolutely love. Other combinations I absolutely hate. At least the look of them.
Yeah.
Like some of the concept was better than the execution.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to superhero mergers? Yeah.
Why can't I spell merge?
I don't know. You had it spelled right. M-E-R-G-E.
I thought it was Image of Immigrant. Not? Thank you. There we go.
Oh.
No, not name. Alright, I was hoping it would work and it didn't.
What are you looking for?
I guess nothing, but, I mean, whatever, we'll just...
Okay.
Go to Malcolm Thomas characters instead.
Yes.
Talk about them for a little bit.
The Amalgam Universe.
With all the fantastic...
I wish DC and Marvel would do it again.
It would be nice. Super Soldier, which
I would buy the shit out of Dark Claw.
Seriously. Right? Dark Claw would be that's fucking sick.
Batman and Wolverine.
Batman and Wolverine.
Doctor Strange fade.
Doctor Strange Fate looks like it'd be really interesting too.
Logan Lane.
Just as long as that Dark Claw is like an ultra dark bloody comic where he doesn't hold back.
Well, he's got fangs.
That'd be sick.
Ish. And he's got the Wolverine claws.
Spider Boy.
Except I forget what Jubilee's.
I think it's
Jubilee and Robin. Wonder I forget Boy. What their name was. Songbird or no, not Songbird.
It's Spider Boy.
No, it's Superboy and Spider-Man.
Oh.
Amazon, which is just Aurora Monroe as
Storm and Wonder Woman.
Whichever, it's not even Diana Prince. It's just Aurora as Wonder Woman.
Yeah. She's cosplaying.
She now has the suit because...
It is Wonder Woman.
Right, it is.
It's Storm and Wonder Woman squished together.
Except Diana Prince is also still her own character. Because she's teamed up with Punisher after she was had the same
shirt. Diana Prince is not Donna Troy?
No, it's... Where,
oh, on. To back up.
Diana Prince. Diana Prince is an Amazon from Paradise Island. She decided to leave the island and party with her sister, Aurora. After helping the Wakandan King Black Panther, she received her adamantium bracelets and became a superheroine. Diana met Trevor Castle, dying of wounds in an alley. She saved him and eventually fell in love, got married. They had a son together named Ryan.
Castaglione?
Yep. But soon split because of their differences.
Doesn't say who the hell she was a mashup of.
Punisher, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
Oh. Never mind then.
And then I think Aurora was just like, yeah, it's.
Aurora?
Because I was. Well, the reason why I know this is because I was. I follow this YouTube channel called Comic Books.
Okay, and this time, well, then again, there was two different.
Well, because I guess one of them was just a.
I think there might there's like two amalgam universes. Because if I remember, I want to say that there were two different the 2 years that they did the amalgam thing. Yeah. There was some characters that were merged with different characters the second go around. Yeah.
Well, it's I follow this YouTube channel. I'm subscribed to this YouTube channel called
Comicstorian. Continuity sucks. Fuck continuity.
Yeah, fuck them.
We're talking about a comic book series, which was a mashup of Marvel and DC characters. I'm pretty sure continuity flew out the window a while ago.
And even then, they're still... Okay.
It has still, they go the with window's still friggin, open. It can
how
fly
many
back.
Friggin' nerds that read both.
Yeah.
Combined.
But anyways, so I'm subscribed... to this YouTube channel called Comic Book Story.
They are so fucking anal retentive when it comes to continuity.
And he covered the Amalgam comic series. So that's why I kind of remember what's going on, because I listened to it last week. But basically, it was like Diana Prince had the title of Wonder Woman taken from her after she got with Trevor Castle, or whatever the hell his name was.
Trevor Castle.
Yeah. And then Aurora got the title. So that's why she's Wonder Woman while Diana Prince is just Diana Prince. Anyways, moving on from them, we've got Apollo, which is definitely a...
Cyclops.
Cyclops and...
Apollo. He's a member of the JLX.
Ray Summers.
Cyclops.
Yeah.
It's the Ray,
and
Cyclops.
Yeah, the Ray and Cyclops. There we go. That's all I need to try to find out. Yeah, we've got Green Skull, which is Red
Luther,
Skull. And
Lex Luthor and Lex Luthor. Red Skull.
Night Creeper.
Nightcrawler and the Creeper.
Mm-hmm. Hyena, which is...
Jackal and... No, wait.
It is Jackal. I just
Jackal of DC or Marvel character. Because that's Joker he merged with.
Yeah,
yeah, so... No, it's Sabretooth and Joker. I can't remember who Jackal is.
Oh, wait, I'm thinking, okay, Jackal, okay, yes, the guy Mr. responsible X. in the Spider-Man world for the clone debacle.
So, yeah, so Joker and Sabretooth is the hyena. Mr. X seems to be...
Martian Manhunter and Professor X.
Professor X. Dr. Doomsday. I like that. Dr. Doom and Doomsday.
Deadeye. Oh, jeez.
Colonel Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, I saw that. I love it.
The Ryan. All right. I imagine that's how you would say his name. But Deadeye seems to be Bullseye and Deadshot. Ryan and Thor. Mariner, which is Aquaman, and
Namor, Aquaman.
Yeah.
Gee, imagine that. The two water guys merged into one water guy.
Thanos side.
Yeah?
Obvious. I don't know
who the hell that could be.
I don't know. Doesn't ring a bell.
This seems to be...
Has any of those Kramer guys Hunter been in any movie at all?
Cheat.
Has any of those guys been in any of the movies at all?
Any of these characters?
Yeah, the Thanos side?
No.
This,
I heard any of
them. None of the Amalgam comics have been.
And I don't see that ever happening.
I'd like it, though.
Not until Disney can buy Warner Brothers.
Yeah.
Let's see. Lethal seems to be Kraven the Hunter and Cheetah.
Mm-hmm. You're right. That's what I said.
I heard.
You weren't listening.
Let him make another 10 years worth of movies.
Captain Marvel?
They'll buy two or three more.
Shazam.
And...
We're with Captain Marvel.
Yeah. Firebird, guess. Huntress, White Witch. Let's see who these people are.
I feel like Phoenix.
Phoenix from Marvel and Fire in the DC Universe. Huntress.
Probably Hawkeye.
Huntress and Miss Marvel. White Witch, which is Scarlet Witch in Zatanna.
Time would have been Carol Danvers.
Zatanna and Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch. Yeah, that's Runaway. Right. I said Scarlet Witch. Sparrow, that was her name.
Oh.
Jubilee and Robin.
Runaway seems to be Rogue and I'm going to guess...
Road?
fuck, what's her name?
Yeah. Gypsy.
Not who I was going to guess.
Well, if you're, DC characters, who? You ask me about DC characters, I'm going to respond like, what's his face from Guardians of the Galaxy? First one.
So Sparrow's Robin.
And Jubilee.
Jubilee. Cobalt.
Huh.
Iron Man? No.
No.
Gold and Mask.
Antimony seems to be.
No idea.
I'm gonna say Red Tornado and whatever the fucking.
Feral. So I don't remember. She's still a thing in X-Force.
Oh.
Oh, Platinum and Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch got a couple too.
About. There's two different. Like two different amalgam universes.
Yeah.
Is happening.
Skull.
All Solomon Hulk. Grundy and Hulk.
Bismuth. Definitely seems.
He's pretty cool.
Tin and Toad.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure if you guys want to, you can probably look these up too. Comic Mind.
Yeah. Adder Starfire.
Okay.
Starfire and Shatterstar.
Beastling. Seems to be
Man Thing.
I'd probably
Killer Croc.
Well, Beastling, so I'm gonna guess it's Beast and Beast Boy and Marvel's Beast.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's just a horrific monster.
He just went to the...
I only backed up once, but okay. Alright, Beastling, Pharaoh Man. Looks like Iron Man and something else.
Now it's going to be Colossus. And one of the Metal Men from...
Pharaoh.
Remember.
Uatu the Guardian.
Alright.
Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to guess it's all the Guardians mashed up into one there. And watching.
Feel like it.
Angel Hawk, Hawkman and Angel.
Magnus.
Magnus. Multiplex and...
I think that's supposed to be Magneto and whoever was in charge, whoever created the Metal Man.
Yeah. Takasta, Dial Husk. I guess that's the Dial Hero. Dial Age,
then Husk.
Yeah. Magneto. Oh, Magneto. Magnet? Yeah, Magneto.
That's Magneto. That's how Magneto's spelled.
Why are these not making the same sense in my head? Oh, so they're just... I didn't know there was... I didn't know DC had its own Magneto.
Will Magnus, I think, is the guy that created the Metal Man.
Huh. God damn it, why does he keep backing me all the way?
Because it's comic line. They're stupid.
Well, don't you think it's kind of redundant? We click through pictures and...
Well, we're just kind of talking about the characters, but... Saying that they're a combination of them. But anyways, since we seem to have hit in a dead spot anyways...
Yeah.
I guess that's it for this week. Wasn't really an eventful one, but...
Because fuck this week.
It's been one hell of a week.
We'll see you next week.
Thank you, guys.
Fuck AT&T. You're assholes.
Thanks for listening if you have.